Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Scott Laos. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knoblauch hits a fly ball towards right. Pasqua settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pasqua. Knoblauch moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knoblauch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive off the glove of Thomas, and into shallow right field. Davis reaches second base with a double. Puckett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svjum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Leos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rabule hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dale Svjum is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Svjum strikes out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Karkoviche. The throw from Harper and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Karkoviche scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first, with Tapani covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground for a single. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive beyond short. Svjum can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Knobloch scores. Mack moves to third. It's 3-1. Twins. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svjum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mack scores. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive for a single. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a line drive towards short. Sviam catches it and throws to first to double up Laos. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive off the glove of Jorgensen, and into shallow right field. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Cora reaches second base with a double. Sviam scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive for a triple. Cora scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Raines scores. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch catches it and throws to second with Rabule covering, to double up Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule misplays the ball. That's an error on Rebule. Mike Huff pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Huff hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cajun catches it and throws to first to double up Ventura. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing right field. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leos strikes out. One out. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rebule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rebule hits a pop-up beyond short. Sviam can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rebule moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Wayne now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a pop-up into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Sviam goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4. White Sox. Carl Willis now pitching. Sean Abner pinch runs for Tim Raines. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive for a single. Abner scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Mike Huff now playing left field. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Terry Leach now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper is hit by the pitch. Greg Gagne pinch runs for Brian Harper. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Terry Jorgensen. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Gagne goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Twins. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Laos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a pop-up beyond second. Cora can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Larkin. The slide. Carcoviche applies the tag. Larkin is out. Laos moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rabule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Huff. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Laos scores. It's 8-6, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Rabule scores. It's 9-6, Twins. Don Paul now pitching. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Webster now catching. Gene Larkin now playing first base. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Warren Newson pinch hits for Mike Huff. Warren Newson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Newson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.